Let's see here. Once you have successfully completed step two, the kidnapping, or as we like to say, spousal relocation, nice, you are now ready for step three, learning to live together. Please purchase our extended package to continue reading. What? I knew this page was getting too damn short. Are you kidding me? Is everything really some big money-grabbing scheme these days? I can't blame them in this world, but at least there was some good information, I think. Huh? Oh, no. I'm not ready for you to be awake yet, okay? The guide said that the dosage would give me at least 2 hours with you. Damn it, did I guess your weight wrong? I already measured your height correctly. You really did not suspect a thing when I was walking around with measuring tape. But anywho, yeah. Hey, stop squirming, okay? Just relax. Shh, relax. Don't tense up your muscles, okay? I've got you secure, like, real tight. And I don't want to get you rope burn, alright? Although, well, I did kind of anticipate something like this happening, so I do have a cream I can apply if you end up doing too much, but just relax, okay? See? I'm already looking out for you, and you didn't even know. So there's no need to try and get away, okay? Listen to me, look me in the eyes. Damn, that book really did help. Oh, sorry, darling. As I was saying, I cannot really take the gag off until I've explained what's going on, alright? I gotta follow the rules for this thing. It's kind of my first time, surprise, surprise. And, you know, being with a guy alone, too, kind of has my heart racing. I can only imagine what yours is like being tied up by a girl. But I know what you're thinking. Spousal relocation. You overheard me reading out loud, and I do get that we're not even married yet. Honestly, I think I probably wasted a little bit of money on that guide, but anywho, I'm to treat you and spoil you in general, which, to be honest, is kind of obvious. I do want you to be addicted to me after all. Although, it did get me up to this point, so maybe I shouldn't be so harsh on it. Hey, I'm serious, you're still struggling. Knock it off. Me talking to you is supposed to calm you down. Do you not like the sound of my voice or something? Okay, I need to keep it together. You are safe with me. Do you understand that? I will make sure that no harm will ever, ever come to you. I am not a threat to you. I'd never hurt you in a million years. I'm serious when I say this, but you will never know loneliness or heartbreak again. Because I'll love you, and I'll always be with you. Together, in our home. I picked it out special for you. There's a lovely park that we can stroll through, and there's an ice cream shop nearby, and an amazing sushi place, which I know is your favorite, you just don't indulge in it much. I've been watching you through your webcam. Your internet security could be a teeny tiny bit better, but honestly, I'm kind of happy that you're a bit dumb. It means, overall, that I could watch you easier, and it's actually really endearing watching you rage on your games and then go into your Discord calls and post offensive memes with you and the boys. It's funny. It would ruin everyone's perception of you if they knew that side of you, and yet, here I am, simply wanting more from you. I can enjoy every part of you. Heck, you can enjoy every part of me, you know. We're together now. Once I know that you won't run away, that is. And here? Well, with this setup, we have everything you could possibly ever want. We've got a couch and a TV, so we can cuddle up for our movie nights. I've got us a king-size bed, plenty of room for the both of us. Oh, and the piece de resistance, a gaming setup with a custom-built tower. I gotta say, though, learning to build that was harder than all of this Yandere stuff, which I think I'm nailing, by the way. The thermal paste was freaking me out. Like, what's a pea size? How am I supposed to know? And I almost forgot to peel the little tape off the fans, but that's just between me and you, okay? Now, I'm sure you can probably see from my point of view that it is a little bit dangerous to give you access to the internet right away, so there are a few security measures on it so you won't, you know, mistakenly ask for help or something really silly like that. Don't worry. You won't want help anyway in time. You just have to get used to me, that's all. Stepping into a whole new life that you didn't expect, you need time to adjust, and that is perfectly okay, honey. I promise you. Whoa, chill out. You shouldn't stand up so quickly when you just had that medicine. Will you calm down already? Hey, did you just try and kick me? Listen here, buddy. I've been following these steps to a T. I broke the law for you. I'm a criminal now. All for your sake. So, why don't we drop this act, okay? I'll just untie these. There. The door is right up those stairs. It's not locked at all, and you can walk out. And here's my phone. Feel free to call the police. All the evidence is on it, too. See? You didn't do anything. You're just staring at me. I can tell you all of this, because I know you're not gonna do it. You know why you're not gonna do it? Because, darling, you fucking love this. Step one in that little guide was all about stalking. And do you want to know what I found? Hours of Yandere roleplays. And for all of those videos, you would comment, I wish someone loved me like this. Or, honestly, I would be totally fine if this happened to me. I confess, I wasn't super familiar with the concept myself, so I read up on it. Just to fulfill your perverted little fantasy. So how about a thank you? Good boy. Ooh, who's a good puppy dog? That is much better, don't you think? Are you done pretending to struggle? Good. I'm not opposed to a little role-playing, if that's what you're into. But I think it's only right I get some praise for all my efforts I put into this. Wonderful. Come on, then. I want you to sit right over here. Yep, this is the setup I made just for you. And don't even ask where I got the money. It was hard work. But you make everything worth it, okay? Why don't you load up one of your games? I pretty much have everything installed. And, well, not to get too nerdy and technical on you, but we have our own home server as well. So you can have as many games as you want. There's a lot of storage. I'll pamper you a little bit while you play. No. Keep that headset off, though. Them ears are prime pampering real estate, baby. I have to show you how dedicated I am to you. And then, in turn, well, you'll be dedicated towards me. You'll worship the very ground that I walk on. Hang on to my every word. You might even thank me if I bully you a little in the bedroom. that be fun? You just have fun on your new PC, alright? Meanwhile, I'll start pampering you like this. I was a little worried I wouldn't be able to go through with it. You know the saying, cold feet, darling. It's not like I started out Yandere and was planning this the moment I laid eyes on you. Although, I have to admit, I did some mild stalking initially. Nothing you noticed, clearly, since you were so caught off guard. That's how I found out you were interested in those roleplays, though. Not just interested, but you genuinely wanted that to happen to you. To fantasize about such a taboo subject, it's pretty deliciously sweet. I mean, you're not vanilla, which I assure you, I very much like. I'm sure a lot of people on the internet would say things like, "You're crazy if you actually enjoy this," but I've read the comments on the forums you talk on, and sure, forcing someone to love you, it isn't entirely right, but that's not the appeal. It wouldn't have gotten so popular just from shock value alone, right? The reason it's enjoyed by so many people because, at the heart of it, it's all about being accepted. Not just accepted, but admired. Telling the listener how attractive they are, how hard they work, and how much they deserve someone who will love and support them no matter what, dark secrets and all. You do deserve this. To be loved and provided for. And as partners, we do that together. I just hope that, even though I'm not like those girls in the videos, that I still give you the experience that you've always wanted. Really? I'm happy I could do that for you. I myself am excited for our new life together. Oh, I love you, darling. Don't worry too much. I've just got something fun planned for our first night together, alright? I know it's hard to focus on your game when I'm doing this behind you, but it must be entertaining at least. Or soothing. Later, we'll take it to the bed, alright? I want to make you feel like the most accepted guy in the whole wide world. I don't want you to ever be ashamed of yourself or worried about asking for something. If anything, I want you to be shameless and begging on your hands and knees. Aww, but we can talk about what turns me on at a later time, don't you think? Oh, don't mind me. I'm just gonna blow some air around your ears now. I need them pristine for what comes next. Oh, that's for me to know and for you to find out later. bed with me, all right? Yeah, just fully lie down like that. Oh, what a nice visual, seeing the rope still around your hands, even if you are untied. I'm just gonna climb up on top of you now. Tell me if I'm too heavy, alright? I think I feel comfortable enough to ask, but are we officially boyfriend and girlfriend? That makes me so happy. In that case, I am going to shower you with a lot more affection.